Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Tim, Doug, Iggy. Lousy, Action Jackson.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2.
What is this?
Well, if I was on KC, this would be called a daily dose.
But you're not. Oh, well, LZ. This is like no music. This guy warming up.
It'll get there.
Well, how long do we have to wait?
Just don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
At some point, you get to hear the number two vocalist and the number five guitarist of all time.
I don't know.
Robert Plant.
Do the drums.
Unorthodox for a sports show.
Ready?
News to me.
Close the door, put out the light. No, they won't be home tonight.
Oh, brother.
No. Falls hard and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold.
Okay, that should be enough, shouldn't it? I like all this Hall of Fame controversy.
And steel that's bright and true.
Wire never.
Carry news that must get through. Oh.
Albert.
The path where no one goes. Probably the greatest band of all time.
And whose rating?
A lot of people's ratings.
I don't know.
I would say them or Pink Floyd probably get most votes.
What about the Stones?
What about the Beatles?
Yeah, they'd be up there too. And the Beatles. Those are probably Mount Rushmore will get the most votes, those four.
Bee Gees? Gotta be up there.
God, Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah, it's just one hit song after the next. That's it for about 3 to 4
that's
decades.
Trash music.
Devo? What about Devo?
Yeah, they've had one song. Whip it.
The Bee Gees is trash music, and this is the greatest of all time.
Well, it depends on what music you
your
like. If you were if you were big in the disco era, you probably think the Bee Gees are better than Led Zeppelin. I'm just kind of a classic rock and roll guy.
Classic rock.
We've had enough of this.
All right.
I do have a question for people to ponder tomorrow.
Sure.
Not today. Tomorrow.
Go right ahead.
Because it'll give you time to think. And I guess it's, it depends on your definition of Hoosier. But what is the most Hoosier thing you've ever done?
Mm.
Think about that for tomorrow.
All right. I like that. I like
again, it's, you know,
getting better at
what is a Hoosier?
Sure.
But people tell me all the time, yeah, it's not Hoosier. You stole somebody's meat. Or, that's not Hoosier. You did this. I mean, they consider things I do Hoosier. So what's
you got a touch of Hoosier in you.
What's
you?
The most, I think we all do at some point.
Right. Yeah,
what is the most Hoosier thing you've ever done? Think about that, and that'll be tomorrow.
All right, love that. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2, the potted plant, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL, and the brand new TMA app. A lot of praise coming in the EDF text inbox right now, Iggy.
For who?
Yes, Iggy. This is the best Iggy song yet. In fact, was turned up so loud over all the voices made it better. Team Bootface today. That's from Concord Cock.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that, I mean, if you're into rock, there's not many people that don't like Led Zeppelin.
Nice one, Iggy. My favorite Zeppelin song of all time. That's from I Shaved My Balls for This.
That was a bad song.
That's unusual. No, I mean, I like that song. I think it's from the House of the Holy, which has some good songs on it.
Wasn't that one.
Not as good as Four. I mean, Four will go down as the greatest album of all time.
Is that the highest selling rock album of all time?
If not as close.
I think a good song makes you want to sing along with it or dance or makes you happy or something.
Oh, Glowworm.
Not really.
Man.
Bingo.
Jackson, you took it right out. And that's
you can't,
catchy.
You can't listen to that and go, wow, I love this.
And I forgot it's Ween. I guess we did play Ween today. I wanted to play Glowworm today. I'll wait for it tomorrow. I'll give
okay.
it to you tomorrow.
Now, there's
I
no way
think
not
House
like
of the Holy
song.
Was probably...
Don't go while you wait. Don't do that.
Mid-70s, I would guess maybe 74.
Okay. I think it is 74, actually. Let's find out.
So that was back in the day when I was, you know, smoking pot. And this album was great for, like, doing bong hits.
Sure. When your brain is fried,
and just
great.
Sitting in Greg Welch's basement playing this album.
Because Led Zeppelin leads you up to, you know, the banger. Like that song in particular just leads you into just
I thought it was like a junior in high school that came out. Well, I was still smoking pot as a freshman.
Well, some of us didn't spend our youth stoned all the time, and we like better music than that.
Iggy, is Stairway to Heaven the most overrated song?
I don't think it's overrated. Okay. I think it was a great song. I mean, that's, you got some boob back in the high school, grade school dances when that came on.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, when the bands would play that, you would dance for a period of time. Then you were like out in no man's land when it got...
The pasture.
We got faster. What do you do now? I'm not going to dance. We're done. Just go over here. But you try to get some boob during that song.
Man, and our
it's not one of my favorite songs.
The only
songs.
Song? That was the only song when you tried to do that?
No. Knights in White Satin was another one.
That's another one you tried to
Chicago's, God, what's the really slow song by Chicago?
Are they all slow by Chicago?
No, but there's one that's really known for a slow dance song. I'll think of it, but
Saturday.
No.
In the park.
See, in my dances, we had teachers who were chaperones.
I guarantee a texter will know what I'm talking about.
They put boxes between the dancers. You know, so
they did?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Boxes?
So that's like you would have like
cardboard boxes?
Because you couldn't do the full wrap around the honey. You had to
in high school.
You know, kind of.
This was in high school they did this?
No, it's middle school.
Okay.
I didn't go to any high school dance, so I was way too high for that.
Well, our high school dances were at St. Mary Magdalene Gym. So even though it was
high?
Yeah, even though it was
a gym.
Well, I mean, it was
what kind of deal is that?
It wasn't just Brentwood High School. We had people from all over St. Louis come to these dances.
Go to the grade school.
Of course, but that's every school.
No, but it was at St. Mary Magdalene.
Like prom was at St. Mary Magdalene?
No. But I'm talking about dances. You'd have like a Saturday dance.
Should have been the gym at Brentwood.
And there weren't great. I guess there were some great. And my brother would go, and he was a year behind me. So yeah, there would be Color My World.
Yeah, that's what someone just texted.
Yeah, songs by Chicago. That was another one.
Okay.
But yeah, high school people would go to, they weren't just grade school dances, but they happened to be at the St. Mary Magdalene Gym. They could have had it at the Brentwood Gym.
Right.
Why but they
not?
Had it at St. Mary Magdalene.
Shouldn't have.
So this is more like a mixer, right?
Yeah, it's the first time Betty Ryan danced with her to Nights in White Satin.
And that sounded like 1937.
Got to feel her butt.
Okay.
That sounds like a... like a World War II soldier getting a letter from his best gal. Betty Ryan. Yeah.
Betty Ryan.
Knights in White Satin.
Oh, Betty.
Knights in White Satin. First time I kissed Connie Lasseter.
Oh, wow.
You always remember your first kiss?
Sure. Yeah, I was at...
here we go.
Was it Athletic Park in Canton?
Athletic Park.
My dad...
Is that when the barn was on fire?
My dad and Kelly's dad, I won't give her last name, they both played on the same men's league softball team.
Kelly Chase.
I think we were 11, 12 years old at the time, something like that. And we've had, you know, there were pecks before then, but this was like a makeout.
Wow, that was pretty
early.
So
we went behind the concession stand during the afternoon you know, father-father softball game and made out right behind the concession stand. That was my first experience.
Oh, well.
I think most people remember that. Yeah. I mean, I was a late bloomer. I remember Connie was shocked when I kissed her. Because there were so many opportunities.
It was
we were dating.
More than anything.
We were dating
ether,
for like.
She couldn't get the ether away from her mouth.
The rag that did it.
We were right. dating.
Yeah, when you sneak up from behind someone and put the rag over their mouth, yes, they're shocked when you kiss them.
But I've had many opportunities, and I just never did it. And
because she wasn't semi.
I guess this was another night that it must either be right before Christmas or after, because I remember there's still the Christmas tree up. Oh. And it was really cool. All the lights were out. The parents were asleep, and we were downstairs on the couch, and we were listening to Nights in White Satin and, you know, just kind of have my arm around on the couch and getting ready to leave. And she was just walking me to the door again, another night with nothing. And I just kind of stopped and pulled her, and I kissed her. And she's like, oh, my God, he's finally kissing me.
Well, they lose some of their strength. If you get it over the mouth and the nose both, it's pretty easy at that point.
Yeah, usually
you go out like that.
Usually your first kiss, it doesn't involve shaking them away.
Yeah, she was buckling. She was buckling, but I got her before she buckled all the way.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah. That led to, after that, it was just like free-for-all.
That's what's led to the 500. We could thank her
for
it.
No, I was well into not well into college, but it was spring break when I lost my virginity.
Right. The first time I went home with a man was at a 97 Resurrection mixer. His name was Jose from St. Simon. That's from Eric in the Central.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, because that was frowned upon back then. Good for you.
Yeah, I think I said on air the time I lost my virginity was on the hood of my 88 Camry with a bonfire in the background.
Oh,
but that bonfire wasn't the barn on fire?
No, it was the hay bales.
The
remember
hay
I told you that?
Fire, yeah.
Somebody was trying to like
piece
get
of
the
Americana
fire going and just threw these hay bales, and it was insane.
Right
dude.
On top of you?
Plausi's having sex on a hood with
got
fire engines around.
Fire engine came, had to put out this just ginormous fire.
Oh, jeez.
16 years old, just idiots.
How
just
was your shrub situation fire. Back then?
I think they were tame.
At best.
And you probably had one or two strands back then.
Yeah, I don't think I had that. Usually when you get
at
to
16?
30 is when it hits.
No, by 16, you've got full shrubbery.
I don't know.
I agree, but I don't know. You get this denseness with age. And
oh, I see.
It kind of has a story
from
to it.
From improper care.
Talk about roots.
It's like a 20 pair of like blue jeans. Like they look different. They just have a story to tell.
Oh,
I don't know. I guess it's age. Because, I mean, after gym class, you have to take a shower. And I was always, you know,
rats.
Couldn't understand it because everybody else had like almost full bush and I had like one strand hanging out.
I agree.
It's quite long.
I was excited about my one strand coming. These other guys looked like the African rainforest.
No, they didn't.
Brush everywhere. And I got one strand.
And were you the only one similar to me? Like during basketball season, I didn't have any leg hair, but all my teammates had leg hair, just huge pit hair, and I'm just a porpoise out there, seventh, eighth grade.
No, I don't really worry about it. But it's the same. I can't. Something I can't talk to my mom. Mom, how can they got bushes? I got one strand.
That's a tough conversation to have.
I know kids don't think they shower at all in school anymore, do they? Middle school?
Yeah,
or
I don't think,
school?
When I was I don't in, think they want you to.
When I was in middle school gym, we did not shower. After.
You can't. Like in my high school.
We had to.
Yeah, that was.
They wouldn't let you go to class.
That was a traumatic moment the first time you're undressing in front of everybody, and there's about a seventh grader.
We did not do that. Was not in high school, neither. We didn't do that. But that was, I mean, high school is different because it's all block schedule, so you might not have gym every day. You have gym every other day.
Oh, we didn't do the block schedule. We did it.
Oh, really?
Seven periods a day.
Four classes a day is great.
Yeah, but you're in there longer.
Yeah.
So you have more breaks to kind of hang out in between classes, which I didn't mind. Yeah.
But we didn't have stalls either. I mean, it was just one big shower, so you're right next to everybody.
Oh, okay. Like prison style.
Holy dear, that would be horrifying.
I thought you meant the bathrooms.
You got over it pretty quick. The first couple times it was traumatic, but then you got over it and you didn't think much of it.
Yeah, then you care. I mean, you weren't worried about size back then. You were saying, I don't want anybody to see my
you're
ween.
You're worried about hair.
I wasn't even worried about that, actually. I just realized that I only got one strand. When do I start growing bushes?
I think what it was, they told you this is what you had to do, so you just did it.
Right.
And nowadays, it doesn't fly like that. Now, the kids are basically in charge at school.
Oh, yeah, they make the rules.
Yeah.
We didn't
have
to shower. I mean, they gave you the option, but again, like, they didn't provide any towels. They provided the shower itself, but if you wanted
a
shower, you had to do the soap.
Well, logistically, in middle school, classes are only 45 minutes, so gym class would have to be, like, 15 minutes if you're going to have... There was like 40 or 50 kids in our gym class, so you have to get every kid. There wasn't 40 or 50 showers unless we're doubling up.
Yeah.
And I wasn't fixing on doing that.
But then don't
we
you
didn't
go
get sweaty
the...
enough.
Yeah, you didn't?
Oh, really?
Not in middle school.
I was kind of a PE all-star, so I kind of took it seriously because I didn't care about
you dropped 25 on Livingston.
Well, that's how you do it. You got to start as a PE all-star.
Cut your teeth in the Peoria middle school gyms.
I remember playing pretty hard in gym class. A lot of bombardment.
High school I did.
A lot of bombardment where you could just take
someone's head
off. Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of things.
I mean, Pen guard.
You know, whether you're running track that day or softball or, you know, like you said, dodgeball, kickball, whatever. We did a lot of stuff in gym class, and you got sweaty, and they told you to. Nowadays, you couldn't. There'd be one kid's parents would sue.
Yeah, I don't think they make it work.
Okay, well,
anymore.
We can't do it.
But I didn't do it.
Jimmy's parents suing us for showers, so we got to get rid of that.
10 years ago when I was in middle school. Longer. I was in middle school, what, started in 2009 or 2010, and it wasn't even an option. Like, they had showers, but just because they were always there. In high school, never, ever.
Oh, yeah, we went soft a long time before you rolled around.
Basketball, even after basketball games, like, we had showers in our team locker room. We never showered.
Really?
Oh, no.
After a basketball game, you didn't take a
games
shower?
In high school? Practices, no.
In high school? What do? You just put on your coat and tie right after you've sweat doing a basketball game?
Coat and tie.
You didn't have to wear a coat and tie.
You have to
home
play
games,
to sweat.
Home games, we didn't have to, but I said we should do it.
Weren't you just dripping with sweat?
Oh, yeah.
And you put your clothes right on over it.
Not me after games. I'd be pretty. I was pretty.
Were you like Chase Daniel? Were you like Chase Daniel? Didn't do enough to actually sweat?
Me, yeah. Me, personally.
I can't imagine playing a full high school basketball game and then just putting your clothes back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Disgusting.
Even as a kid, you knew that was gross.
It was gross, but. And especially because in the wintertime, our coach wouldn't let us leave the locker room without our beanies that like I'm wearing right now, InsideSTLShop.com. And.
Yarmulke?
No, I did not wear a yarmulke after games. I went to a public high school. But we would have to put our beanies on after. And if you ever put a beanie on with sweaty old hair and you take it off, I mean, that's the crustiest thing you've ever seen in your life. You know, after a game like that. You know, you just it's filthy. You know, what's not filthy though is pouring yourself a fistful of bourbon.
No,
tasty little beverage. Let's hear a little bit about fistful of bourbon.
Okay, hit the lever, Plowsy.
In 5, 4.
Fistful of bourbon, utilizing knowledge learned from the longest in the history of whiskey. Our master blender has married 5 straight bourbons into one beautiful bottle. Flavors of honey, creamy vanilla, and the delicate light spices of cinnamon and nutmeg. Will invade our mouth hole. It will always taste damn fine neat and make one hell of a cocktail. It ain't just a bourbon. It's a damn fistful. Imported by William Grant & Sons, New York, New York. Don't be a damn fool. Enjoy it responsibly.
Jackson looks so slutty in his TMA beanie. That's from Bill's wife, who I think is a real girl.
I don't know.
Oh, none of them are real.
We have to get to this very sad story. A legend in St. Louis, Tim Van Gelder, passed
away.
Rest in peace.
At age 74.
TVG, man.
Long time Channel 4 sportscaster. Before that, played for the football Cardinals, quarterback.
Yeah.
Big star at Iowa State for 4 years there.
He was the best.
Fantastic guy.
When did he leave KMOV?
Oh, that would have been early 80s. Early 80s, maybe.
Yeah, so yeah. Before you got there.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I got there in 88.
And where did he go after that?
I think he pretty much retired. I don't think he worked after that.
Yeah, I think he moved to Phoenix for a while or Arizona for a while and then was back here, and I think he was living here.
Yes, he was. He lived out here.
He was a great guest. Never actually met him. Certainly had conversations with him. Frank had him on a bunch. Super nice guy.
Yeah,
super really nice
was.
Guy.
I produced his afternoon show at KFNS at one time. He was a character. He didn't like sitting in the chair like we are. So he had one of our engineers make him a headset with the microphone on it that would work in the studio, and he brought in a folding lawn chair, and he just put it on the floor, and he just leaned back like he was on a beach, and was laying there with the headset coming out of the thing all the way down on his mic, and he was talking the whole time laying in a lawn chair. He was the most laid back guy ever.
That's a good personality.
That's a great story. That's hilarious.
How old was he?
It says 74. I would have thought he'd been a little older.
I thought he was a little older too.
Soon after I got here, 88 or 89 or so, they had a baseball game between the media against the UMSL team. And I was one of the media players. And Tim Van Gelder was the pitcher because he had pitched, I guess, at Iowa State. He had this great arm. And he had to be late 40s, 50 maybe at the time. And I think he held UMSL to just a run or two. And of course, he hadn't pitched in 25 years. Boy, he could throw. Holy smokes.
Throwing lights out.
And a great golfer, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think he was down around scratch 1 or 2 at one time.
He was pretty much great at everything. big with the ladies.
And a good-looking guy. Yeah. Yeah, there's a story out there with, about him and Jan Stevenson at one of the LPGA events here.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm reading he was 77, born in 1944.
That would make more sense. What I see here is 74, but 77 sounds
I'm just on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's I would believe that.
He was a character. I guess it was maybe a year or so ago. I think Frank had him in, and I said, hi, I got to see him.
Well, rest in peace to the great Tim Gelder.
Great guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Doug, who is the guy who you said had the long arms who was on the news? Who had reached
Stu Klytenek, Channel 2. He was about 6'4", 6'5", himself. I guess he was a college basketball player.
Right.
And he had these arms that, like, dangled down at his feet. And when he would do the sports, he would reach out towards the camera, like you're watching 3D television. You go, oh, get those arms back. He always did that. Instead of pointing, he'd just kind of reach right out towards the camera.
Scare the hell out of you.
There's somebody else that I didn't know who was so lengthy. Do you know who... Jeff Goldblum is, you know, in Jurassic Park.
Sure.
He has a show on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I've seen the ads for that.
And there's a particular episode where he kind of talks about pools, you know, how they, you know, when do pool become popular, things like that, you know.
Thermal baths.
And he ended up getting in a pool, and he is like 90% legs. I mean, probably 6'3", 6'4", give or take.
Yeah. 90%
he looks like legs. A freaking alien, man. It is so weird how long his legs. He looks like a mermaid. Like, when he's swimming, he's just kicking and going like a mile.
He's a guy that never ages.
Yeah. Never.
God, he looks like he's still about 40.
They do?
He is so funny. Oh, yeah.
He's got to be in his 70s.
No. I bet
Jeff Goldblum?
I'm going to put action on 63.
Yeah, I'm going to go early 60s as well.
I would have said closer to 70.
He's been around forever.
He is... 69. Wow, yeah, big.
That sounds about right.
He doesn't look 70.
No, he looks like he's like 40.
I know. Well, he looks great. What was Jurassic Park? 94, 95?
What is his residual that he's bringing in for that? He's worth $40 million. I can't really remember what he'd done outside of Jurassic Park.
He's done
a
bunch of commercials.
The Fly. He was in. He's in the MCU. He was in the latest Thor movie.
He is in Thor.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
He's been in a ton of things. He was in the TV show The League. I think The Fly was his big, like, early performance, but Jurassic Park is certain. And then he was in Jurassic Park 2. He was the star of that. He was the lead actor with Vince Vaughn in a weird Jurassic Park movie. I'm a big Jurassic Park guy.
Are you?
I'm a huge Jurassic Park guy. I like dinosaurs.
You're not in favor of bringing dinosaurs back, are you?
No, not
DNA
personally.
Hell no.
If that was a real thing, I'd be kind of scared, but I like watching it. I like Attenborough in that first Jurassic Park movie. He's like everyone's favorite old grandpa who brought dinosaurs back to life.
Well, what if it becomes possible to take a dinosaur bone and get the DNA out of it and turn that into a new dinosaur?
Well, then, of course, we would.
Would you be in favor of that?
We would do it for profit, not research. So we'd just use them as weapons for...
Dinosaur zoo.
I'd be interested in that.
I think how unrealistic Jurassic Park is. I did love the first one and how... the dinosaurs were created. That seemed realistic, you know, in sap that's buried, you know, the mosquitoes have the blood of the... Mm-hmm. That kind of seemed like... That's a good storyline to
I
make up
it.
Because...
Right. I bought it hook, line, sinker.
I bought it, and I still buy it every time I watch it.
Yeah. So I got a new one coming out this summer.
Never seen it. Didn't Rock take over some of that? Isn't Rock in some of those?
No. Chris Pratt is in the newer versions of them with Bryce Dallas Howard, daughter of Ron Howard.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, wow.
Who was, of course, American.
She attractive?
Uh-huh. Bryce Dallas Howard.
She is gorgeous.
She attractive?
Yeah, fair skin, red hair.
Look her up.
Pretty much that family's not.
You want to get her on Straight to the Left?
No, she is. And no, she's a good actress, too.
Yeah.
His brother.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Big Jurassic Park guy. I'm also a huge Enterprise contracting guy.
Are Jackson.
You? Thank you.
Really?
Let's hear a little bit about the great folks over at Enterprise Contracting.
That would be appropriate.
This is going to happen every time I click on something.
Enterprise Contracting and the great Connerly, your locally owned and operated storm damage insurance company. Roofing, siding, and gutter replacement and repair. They can help evaluate your home for storm damage from hail and wind that the St. Louis area continually receives year-round. Not looking to go through the insurance claim process? Enterprise Contracting can help you get financed for your exterior replacement project. Upgrading your exteriors helps your home value and resale value if you are considering selling your home during the current record high home values. Give the pros at Enterprise Contracting, give them a call and inquire about their free storm damage evaluation or ask them about their ongoing seasonal promotions. Just mention the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and receive major savings. 314-455-5000. Connerly and Enterprise Contracting. 314-455-5000. And make sure you reference TMA.
All right. So,
okay. These guys are familiar with Jaden Cole, the porn star.
No.
Maybe
I'm vaguely familiar with her. But Lisa Ann reached out to me, put me in touch with her. And I think she might have even mentioned this last Friday. Jaden Cole is coming to town like the week before she comes in for the Dotem, a couple weeks before. Okay. And she said, you guys would love her. She's got a great personality. She's funny. She's one of my best friends. So I've been talking to her. I think we're going to try and get her in studio when she comes in town the 1st of May.
Where's she going to be at? And is she like doing...
I don't know what she's doing. I'm sure she's featuring somewhere.
But. I can tell you, when I pull best of clips, I remember weird stuff out of them. And then one of my favorite clips where Disney World is a popular topic. Jaden Cole came up because she used to work as one of the princesses.
I'm going to say that name sounded like...
She worked as one of the princesses, and now she's in...
Yeah, I think that back in her youth, she was also a horse jumper.
Equestrian? Equestrian?
Yeah, she was
like
a world class.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, the duck head.
Sketches and bits.
She was like a world class equestrian, equine.
Now that's not confused with J. Cole.
I was gonna say
not the singer.
Work out for me, work out. All right, let's see. Bucks will answer your question about the snowfall.
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay. Took you long enough.
No, he actually posted a little while ago.
40
on the
minutes
fan page.
Ago. Iggy wants to know the last time we went all winter without snow. Now, granted, the National Weather Service says we've had 2.7 inches in January.
Yeah, okay.
But December 2021 was the only December this century that STL not even saw a trace amounts of snowfall. 2016 to 17 is the least snow we've had over an extended winter season at 3.2 inches, but over half of that total came in March. We still have a long way to go. Last year, we got 8.8 inches in February, and many will remember it snowed on April 20th.
And that December last year, it was 70. Was that last year where it was like 60, 70 degrees?
2019. I remember because I had to.
What's that?
I had to drive into Columbia to work at the movie theater on Christmas in 2019.
Oh, let the good times roll.
It was 65 degrees. I was in Columbia.
A lot of the country has been drilled with snow.
The Northeast, man.
It's not like it's not snowing. It's just not snowing here.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that we're not going to get snow. I'm just saying that when was the last time, up until now, all the way through January, we had no snow. Sure, we could get a ton of it in February and March, but as of now, I can't remember the last time we were at the end of January and we've yet to see any snow.
So there's, according to the Strokecast, we will not have snow for the rest of January.
Oh, not even close.
All right.
No, we're only 6 days away. Yeah,
oh, that's a bold prediction, Doug.
I don't see any precipitation until...
I see next Wednesday, 50% chance of snow next Wednesday, it says here.
You know, we'll be in February by then.
Right, but boy, we could get blasted.
And I said I don't see any precipitation in the forecast until next week, middle of next week.
All right, well, coming up in about 7, maybe less minutes, we're going to do the design air heat.
You can do it now. It's 9:45.
Well, I was going to say, because Tim and I, as Tim is out today, as his wife and him are having a baby, Tim and I will not be doing Balloon Party. BK and Ferrario will be doing an extra hour. They'll start at 10 o'clock, so you will not hear me or Tim on there today, but you can still listen to BK and Ferrario. They're awesome, and we'll be back whenever Tim's back in. And so in a moment, we're going to get to Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. First, I want to hear a little bit about Stratum Structural Systems.
This meowing is unbelievable.
Stratum Structural Systems, waterproofing and foundation repair. If you have any waterproofing or foundation repair needs, think local. Think Stratum and work with the great Matt Ford and the great Brett Grohman. StratumRepair.com, 314-620-8153. When you talk with them, let them know you are a Ryan Kelly Morning After listener. And the next thing you know, you just got $100 off your repair project. For basement crack repair, for foundation peering, for settling homes, for bowing or rotating wall repairs, for basement waterproofing services like sump pumps, interior and exterior drainage solutions, egress window installation, concrete leveling, and downspout extensions, it's Stratum Structural Systems. Online at stratumrepair.com, 314-620-8153. That's Stratum Structural Systems. Online at stratumrepair.com.
All right.
Good luck, Tim.
So before we get to the design, air, heating, and cooling email today, does anyone have any last thoughts? Anything they want to get off their chest? Because I'm about to read some straight heat.
No, I was hoping to interview Becky Lynch today, but that's not going to happen.
Well, why not?
What happened?
I don't know. They said she may be available today. No, she's not available. But I think I would have to go do work. Here, I could just do the interview from here, but I think Friday they're trying to do something down at a local hotel and making her available to go down and do interviews, and I'm not sure I want to do that.
No, not at a local hotel. You wouldn't want
to. Well, there'll be other people there. I'm not one of those guys who's going to sit in a scrum, and I have to be the focal point of this interview.
There's going
to
be a scrum for Becky Lynch?
Probably not, but they're making her available to the media.
I think bigger than that. You don't do group interviews.
You have to elbow Frank out of the way.
Yeah, I don't just hold my mic in their neck like I did something. I got to be part of the interview. So maybe I'll talk to Plowsy. I'll talk to Plowsy, and I know Joe Rod and I are talking about this. You know, if it's something we can do on video that we can put up on the YouTube channel, you know, then maybe we'll work on it, but I'll have to wait to hear from Joe Rod. He's handling it all.
I'd be interested in doing some mail on the street for this Royal Rumble thing. Plowsy, I remember that being some of the best content I've ever seen.
They're characters out there, man.
Oh, they are.
And they love to talk, which is the best.
Right, right. And they're like, they'll get into character, and you just kind of stand there and be the straight man.
Yeah, the Undertaker thing was so perfect. It's just genuine. This guy clearly has done this a lot and has dressed up like Undertaker quite a bit. Perfect interview.
I'd have to do some research, but I dig Becky Lynch, man. She is. I've said that it's not even the looks. I think I would just date the Irish accent.
Do you think she might fall victim to your charms?
No, she's married and just had a kid.
Yeah, but if you put the ether over her mouth, she's helpless. At
they
that
can't
point.
Resist.
I don't know what it is, but when I watch the Cranberries and I hear Dolores sing, "Child, we're such a great child."
That's what does it for you.
God, the accent just drives me crazy. I love it.
Okay. Indeed.
And you really like the Irish accent in Caddyshack.
No, that was as fake as they come. Thanks for Dr. Noonan.
Oh, yeah, that girl gets on my nerves.
No, the real Irish accents are just sexy.
Well, can't you go to a medical supply company somewhere and get yourself some ether and just use a rag you got lying around
at
home?
Sell ether? Is that something they just sell?
Yeah, you're promoting crime.
Well, I'm just trying to understand your method of operating.
I don't need to drug anybody.
All right. Well, now's a better time
than
ever.
Jackson's like, I'm going to pivot.
Now's a better time than ever to get to Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Yeah.
All right. Settle in here. All my life, my mother has kept my dad's identity a secret. She would always answer, sounds like, rhymes like, think about it. Then today's show happened. She's always told me he ruined everything by squeezing Betty Ryan's butt. And now it all makes sense.
Oh,
her hatred for Kegler's Corner every Saturday at 11. My in ordinary small size 6 hat size. God, poor writing. My affinity for Nautica. My uncontrollable urge to steal my neighbor's laundry detergent. She finally broke down this morning and told me a heart-touching love story about how he chose her. Out of all the snack counter girls working that day at Redbird Lanes, that comes from illegitimate Ben.
Illegitimate Ben Ryan.
There's always that chance. I've had plenty at pretty much everyone at the Redbird snack bar.
I don't know.
Who hasn't? Hey, kiddos. As you know, I've always have tons of ideas in the hopper. When you spend hours sitting around watching Spanish soap operas you can't understand in between bouts of self-pleasure, you have plenty of time to think of things. So here's what I've got so far. 1. Meet the Hubbards, where I interview random people at the station, like, say, Learn, for example. 2. Win a date with Learn, where there are no restrictions on employees participating in the game. 3. Learn trivia, where I ask questions about her, and then the answers are based on what I've learned rummaging around in their trash.
Man, these are truth bombs.
4. Operation Rescue Learn, where it's a scavenger hunt like games with clues that could but won't lead to the players to where I am holding her captive. I'll keep working on some more ideas, especially since I ran out of lotion and have some more time on my hands. That's from the Wentzville Ween Keeper.
None of that is true.
Wentzville Ween
Keeper.
None of that is true. She's a coworker now.
Right. We had a late entry come in, so I feel like I must read it.
Okay.
Morn. I normally don't have to rush to the men's latrine with such haste.
Don't say latrine.
But my gerbil Manny ate an undercooked pork McGriddle, and his indigestion was jostling my colon to the point that I just couldn't clench onto the prairie dog much longer.
Oh, God.
That it?
I kicked open the Family Arena men's room door, and I saw a gentleman at the urinal, his arm against the wall and releasing guttural moans that could only be heard over near the fry bar.
Oh.
As I waltzed nigh his stubborn pelvic floor, I sensed a stinging on my nostril that conveyed to me that He had an asparagus dish at Denny's last Eve. I crept up behind him, stuck my hands in his back pockets of his jorts, and whispered in his ear, "Were they roasted? Did you marinate those spears in a stew consisting of a loosely related gentleman's sweet tinky brine?"
Okay.
Tinky brine, baby.
I let his splashback warm my arms. I let his waist warm my soul.
No.
Think about it, Doug.
That's enough.
Tunnels Talty.
Tunnels Talty just got himself suspended. I'm writing his name in the suspension log, and it is indeed leather bound.
I'm writing his name in the cuts.
Tunnels Talty will be suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I don't expect it feels real good.
No, especially with that splashback.
All right, no.
Let's take a peek behind the curtain and check out TMA internet search history. 1. Hemorrhoid relief for twinks. 2. Mark Leishman's average driving distance. 3. How to clean feces off your neighbor's picnic table. 4. Hot Lois Griffin nudes. 5. Is 60 seconds long enough to cook a Marie Callender's microwave dinner? 7. How to increase words per minute typing seed? Best air fresheners for small radio stations? Slurping coffee for beginners? And is it weird to use cartoon characters while I hammer one? It might be time to clear that internet browser history, boys. It's from the JV Golf Coach.
JV Golf Coach.
Sweet Lord, this is a long email. All right.
Just read the first paragraph,
don't
maybe.
Do it.
I got
first and last.
I got plenty of time. Attention, Hubbard Management. Attention, Hubbard Management. The inmates are running the asylum. Guys are crapping themselves on air, and Iggy is barking over expensive live reads about, like, a bratty kid who hasn't hugged enough by his mommy and daddy to talk about the sea turtle pop-up ads his old man jitterbug phone gets during his masturbation appointments to a waterlogged competitive eaters in anaphylactic shock.
No.
And who is the guy making high-pitched whistling noises directly into the microphone, slowly breathing through his nose and smacking his lips on air as he consumes a variety of heavily odorous meals and Hoosier liquids with his mouth slightly agape? Hubbard, you have given these guys the best audio technology money can buy. Meanwhile, one guy thinks his microphone is a coffee straw. Another guy is pounding his keyboard so hard that he sounds like he's pressing Guitar Hero solo buttons directly into an amplifier. And the kid eating Lunchables at the grown-ups table keeps crapping himself on video out of his exhaust hole.
One time, and it didn't crap.
If this lasts another day or two, you'll have us yearning for the segments with the guy who guest hosted from inside the elevator shaft, chain-smoking Newports, yacking up his long and complaining about golfers patronizing his business outside of the very specific conditions in which he deemed appropriate for others to golf. I'm not saying Tim needs to come back, but at least bring the chubby man baby.
I'll say that. Yeah, he needs to come back.
But at least bring back the chubby man baby who wore his hat like a competitive Razor Scooter back-to-back county champion. He wasn't great, and the way his clothes and hat hugged his body was a sad reminder of how time takes a toll on the body, how we try to relive our former glory, but we never quite do, and how the prime of our life passes in an instant. But at least he knew how to read. Thanks. That's from Vishnu and Randy Character. Did I wrap up this prize yet?
Vishnu and Randy Character.
Boy, this is a tough decision. Doug, I yield to you. You are the elder statesman.
Well, there was a couple good ones, but the one that I thought was the best was Illegitimate Ben.
Wow. Illegitimate Ben.
Illegitimate Ben. That's who I'd vote for.
Whoever's the first one. Who was the first email?
Illegitimate Ben.
No, Wienpeaker went the first one.
What do you mean?
Winsfield Wienpeaker was
read,
the second
Let me read a passage. The passage reads...
Whatever the first one you read is the one I'm voting for.
The passage reads... She has always told me he ruined everything by squeezing Betty Ryan's butt.
Yeah, that's I'm voting for that one.
That's Illegitimate Ben.
Damn.
Is it?
All right, that's the winner.
That's
Illegitimate Ben.
Sorry,
winner.
Tunnels.
That's a Tunnels email winner of all day. But the votes have been cast, and Illegitimate Ben.
Was filthy.
I'll have to put this up on the fan page.
Oh, no.
If we have 1 second. I'll just put it into the camera if you can see it.
It's a great video.
Rebecca posted this and said, Iggy, and it's not me, but this is about as close as me as you're going to get.
With the long hair.
When I had the long hair. I'll just put it up in front of the camera if you can see it.
I can tweet it out.
Because I thought it was Iggy at the very beginning, and I was trying to decipher where it was.
It looks like you.
Hope you don't get a notification real quick.
Dancing?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
It's now. It's over.
I mean, that's... It's not me, but it's me.
It's a guy letting it all hang out, not caring what people think about him. Yeah. That is Iggy as a whole.
Okay.
I could see him doing that, and I thought it was him.
Maybe it was him.
No, I don't own jeans, and I wasn't dancing.
You don't have a pair of jeans?
No, I got one pair, but I don't wear them out.
You know, really? I didn't never notice that you aren't really a jean guy.
No, I have one pair that I wear around the house, but I never wear jeans out. I can't find jeans that fit anymore.
Jeans are tough.
Why won't they fit?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's your size, bro?
I mean, I can wear 32. If I like them a little baggy, I wear 33. But if I wear 33s, I like hang off my ass.
The Hudson belt, jeans bro. Are the best jeans.
And 32s could be too tight, right. But then they're too. I can't find a size that fits nicely around my that and hangs. They're too short, or I just can't find a pair of jeans that fit.
What's your size, bro?
32-30. I can go 33-30.
Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, his episode last night, me and Madison watched Words Denim, and he actually went and did the American picker style for like old jeans. Jeff Goldblum found a $15,000 pair of blue jeans in like this random wood pile. Staged, maybe.
Who says they're $15,000?
He was with a guy who, had done 30 years of selling vintage jeans and knew all about the jeans.
Yeah. I probably got an old pair of Jordache at home somewhere.
Jordache. I don't know. You'd have to look at the price on this.
Really ripping from today's headlines. All right. I'm shutting it down.
Okay.
Shutting it down.
No, we need to talk about James Carlton, though.
Is that on the log?
These we do.
I'm pretty sure it was on the log.
No, nothing like doing this live on the air.
Well, no, I just wanted to make sure
that we did James Carlton. So our blessed Timmy is having a baby today. We'll tell you a little bit about James Carlton. Meow, man.
I would like to make sure that I tell you about my insurance agent. And you might be like, I really don't care because I have an insurance agent and I have zero interest in switching. So you're going to have to sell me on James Carlton. I said, fine, I will try to sell you on James Carlton. Number one, I switched to James Carlton, and I was in the same spot as you. I had somebody, had the same person for a number of years, and I didn't want to have the awkward conversation where I said, I'm going to go a different direction. But my responsibility, and I would imagine your responsibility is the same, is to your family and to put your family in the absolute best position possible. And if you're going to do that, you're going to work with James Carlton. And once you make the switch, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Customer service, texting you reminders, texting you updates on how you can save money on your policies. There's just no question James Carlton and his team in Webster Groves at State Farm are the absolute best. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net.
All right, that's going to do it for us today on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Illegitimate Ben is your email of the day winner, by the way.
Should have been.
Congrats to Illegitimate Ben.
Stop voting for these vile people.
They're Tunnels and Ween Peeker definitely got screwed, but
I agree with you, Blousy. But the votes were cast. We always yield.
That's fine.
So, don't let it discourage you, Tunnels and Wentzville Ween Peeker. We love you here. That's going to do it for us today. Probably going to be the same lineup going in tomorrow. I'll probably run point tomorrow.
Same best topics as well.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Best of luck to Tim and Anne-Marie today. And we'll see you tomorrow here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 105.7 HD2, The Pilot Plant, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL. And, of course, you can download our new app, TMASTL, wherever apps are found.
Continually receives year-round. Work with the great Connor Lee at Enterprise Contracting. Give him a call and just mention the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM at 314-455-5000. That's 314-455-5000.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After.
KPNT-FM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707, St. Louis, Missouri.
Where's Tim?
Send the hate text, baby. Send him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't work when Tim's not here.
He just interrupted Jackson.
Oh, sorry, Jackson.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Listen to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Put some enthusiasm into it.
105.7 HD2, The Potted Plant.
Yeah.
TMASTL.com. And on YouTube, at YouTube/TMASTL. Yeah, Tim's not here, boys.
Oh.
Sorry I disappoint you.
Well, that's okay.
It's sorry fine. I'm not enough for you.
I just need
I'm
warm.
Sorry I'm not enough. No, you're better than Tim, Jackson.
Now we're talking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Needed that.
You're the premier broadcaster in this or any other town.
Yep. Keep them coming. I need compliments.
And we're thrilled to have you here running the ship.
Thank you.
I mean, we had one of the funniest conversations before the show. Obviously, can't rehash any of it.
I'm sure we can.
We're having fun.
Well, we all have our medical issues.
Yeah.
Well, they've kind of gone, the ones we were talking about there.
Right.
Talked about my hemorrhoids.
Which is always pleasant at 7:09 now.